This is Sky Cubby streaming in via satellite from near Lake Tahoe, California. Welcome to Medicinal Foods Radio. Don't you just love that song? Isn't it kind of catchy? That's my wife, my beloved Omra, who recorded that. So stay tuned at the end of the show for another one of her original songs, this one called Ancient Holy. So thanks again, Matt, for producing such a great show. I really am truly honored to be a part of this whole United We Strike radio marathon, standing up against the powers who conspire to take, you know, to control our lives by taking power back when it comes to our health and wellness. So, you know, I overcame chronic asthma, lung infection, candida, and I did it in natural ways. I did it through whole foods and plants and herbs and by researching and listening to radio shows like this one, and those who came before me. So, you know, Western medicine does have its place, and I haven't gone into it too much before, but when I was 6 months old, probably the root of all my health problems in the beginning was I had double pneumonia. I was the boy in the bubble. And probably if it wasn't for Western medicine, I'd probably be dead. So, you know, I don't want to take that for granted. And, you know, also it's probably the result of wiping out my entire first line of defense with my healthy gut flora when they put me on IV drips of antibiotics that set me up for just a whole host of problems later on. So these days I rarely find myself having to rely on Western medicine. However, it does have its place, and I usually only go there in the rare cases I've exhausted all the naturopathic approaches. So right now I'm in California. I've left Hawaii, and I'm on the mainland here recovering from knee surgery. It's probably too many years of ski racing that caught up with me, partial tears in my meniscus. It was too much when I hopped up on a surfboard in Hawaii, and my knee was in this locked position, and it just tore all the way. So I ended up having to get about 75% of my meniscus cut out. I saw some great friends turn me on to prolotherapy with platelet-rich plasma and stem cell, you know, to regrow, to help the meniscus heal on its own and even regrow that cartilage on the end of your bone if you have degenerative cartilage issues. However, this was a situation where I just my leg would not straighten, and I had to bite the bullet and go with get it cut out. And it's been challenging. I'm healing up, but there was some internal bleeding. I had to get my knee drained. It's kind of gross, but they had to, you know, pull out a bunch of blood that was in my knee. It was a little bit more intense than I thought, the operation, but I just ate a chocolate cake with cultured cream cheese frosting that my mom and daughter made, covered in cinnamon, which is a natural anticoagulant to stop the internal bleeding. So it doesn't get much yummier than of a medicinal food than that. Head over to medicinal-foods.com. You'll discover a whole bunch of tools that I use on my healing path, and a bunch of superfoods, tonic herbs, medicinal mushrooms, a lot of great recipes, and at my blog there, but some really amazing decadent raw chocolate with all the medicinal mushrooms and stuff in there. So one of the things themes that we focus on is the nano silver and nano particled medicinal mushrooms that has up to 100% more bioavailability. We also focus on organic whole foods. And, you know, if you're listening, please accept my gift and head over to medicinal-foods.com and get my free ebook, The Raw Chocolate Diet, and while you're over there, and you'll learn all kinds of fun ways to cleanse and a ton of health and wellness tips. I recently interviewed David Wolf on the color cure and how the color itself is medicine. My guest today has been passed the healing torch by the creator of our beloved Vitae Elixir. If some of you are familiar with medicinal foods in the past, you may have gotten some of that off our site. We'll learn about how its dark pigment color, how that's touched so many people's lives in such a healing way, including my own personal healing experience with candida, killing it at its roots without crazy dietary changes. So whether you've got cancer or some kind of mystery autoimmune disease, even eczema, psoriasis, Lyme's, candida, this talk may be worth your listen. My guest today is Steve Bosolo from Northern California, where he takes care of his mother and the land that they live on while being a pillar of healing for his family and community. Steve, thanks for being part of this Medicinal Foods radio show and helping educate people about what they can do to take the power of their health back into their hands. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Guy, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Right on. Maybe we can begin with you telling the audience a little bit about your personal experiences with the Vitae Elixir and how it's affected your health.
Well, my personal experience, I started my father being the co-developer with one other gentleman. My personal experience was my father believed to take prevention is better than cure, and I use that word cure sparingly. But he always said prevention is better. So in Thanksgiving of 1989, I started taking our Vita Elixir, and in years, because I, like you, I didn't know that till today. I had double pneumonia. I had the antibiotics. Wow. I spent a month and a half in the hospital with asthma and an oxygen tent when I was in the third grade, and almost died in the hospital. And so they gave me adrenaline shots and gamma globulin and different things, antibiotics. And so as I got older and I'd made it through that time, my father always said prevention is better than getting a condition and trying to fix it at that point. So on Thanksgiving in 1989, I said, well, I'm going to take this daily. Since then, I can't honestly say that I've never had the flu or I've never gotten sick, but I have had everybody around me at times get the flu or get sick on given years, and I'm standing there. Maybe the Vita Elixir kind of holds it at arm's length, so you might feel tired for a couple days that virus is trying to dominate your body. I have had times where I actually did get the flu or get sick, but overall, it has really kept things at bay because I use it to gargle with it. If you start to get a sore throat, the mouth is the body's cesspool. And to verify that, you just ask any dentist. Next time you go to your dentist, ask them. And if you can halt the replication of virus in the mouth via a few drops of our product in about a half inch of water, or you put a bunch of it in a plastic, you know, regular water bottle, and drink it through the day, you will kill it in your mouth and you won't get sick. So that's where you need to stop it. And more than that, all of our customers will comment on everybody in my office got sick, and I'm the only one literally out of everybody that didn't. We hear it more from not just what I'm telling you, but the people that use our product say everybody around me got the flu. Everybody around me got a common cold, and I went all the way through wintertime and I didn't get it. So I'd say to prevent the flu and the common cold is one of the better things. And at the same time, since 1989, nobody knows when they're going to contract cancer, but I don't have it. So, it's just a prevention thing that my father spoke about, and I think he's 100% correct.
Right, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think, is the Chinese proverb. But, you know, I've experienced the same thing, just kind of maybe I might be getting something, but you don't really get it. It's like it has some ability to boost your body's defense system or something. But what I'm so fascinated by and just why I'm so happy that I got turned on to this stuff is actually through my wife. She was working on a lump on her throat that she wasn't sure if it was cancerous, but she had heard from other friends that they have removed kind of lumps or, and even in some situations, what was diagnosed as cancer. So she got it and, the lump decreased in size and I started working with it for my candida and, actually my tongue ended up turning black as I had a full on fungal die off. I realized I wasn't needing to change my diet as far as, starvation diets from any kind of, bread or starch or any sugar. You know, those candida diets can be rough and you can have like a piece of apple, once every couple of weeks or something. And so I just noticed that my candida symptoms were disappearing and, it supposedly had killed the candida at the roots when I actually did just to see what would happen, assisted it by dropping off a lot of sugar and starch out of my diet. And then all of a sudden my tongue turned black and I know that to be a fungal die-off. So, I was really excited to find out about this stuff just to help people and to be able to share it. And I know that a lot of this comes from your father and what he's been able to do for people and helping people. So I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about your father and how he's really kind of passed the torch on to you.
Well, my father's actually was a healer in his later years and loved to heal people. You come here and sit down and talk to him for an hour or 5 hours. And everybody that left here said, I just love talking to your dad. He was a wealth of common sense and health information. The product was developed back in about 1980. And my father saved... probably no less than 3,000 people that had already been beat up by chemo and radiation and their immune system compromised. And many of the people that came to him, the doctors literally said to them, go home and make your peace, with your family. And that's it. You've got 30 to 60 days. And they would come, somehow they'd hear about my father because we don't advertise. It was all word of mouth. And they would come here, and these people 20 years later are alive. And some died, but there were people that were on death's doorstep that are alive 20 and 25 years later. And my father always said, gee, I wish they would have come to me first before they were all compromised with the immune system and all. And, he could have done a much better job, actually, in a faster rate. But my father was a person that would help people, but if people didn't want to help themselves, and I'll give only two examples, and I wasn't there at every time he would sit with people, but if somebody would come in and say, a friend that got fixed with cancer would tell his friend who now has lung cancer, he'd bring him over. Can we come over and visit? Okay. He'd say, you have lung cancer, do you smoke cigarettes? Yes. Okay. And my father would say, there's the door. And the guy, I came here to buy your product. And he goes, I'm not going to sell you the product. If you don't want to help yourself, I can't help you. And he had people, conversely, come in with liver cancer and psoriasis of the liver from alcohol. And he goes, did you stop drinking? And if a man said no or a woman said no, I cut down. I don't drink a whole bottle of whiskey. My father would say, there's the door. And so quite simply, all of us need to you know, help ourselves in some manner. My father would be happy to help people, and he did so, and he saved no less than 3,000 people. Once the doctors said, you are done, you're out of here, and which is actually pretty amazing in itself. My mother, I think we'll get into that a little later, my mother had peritoneal cancer, which is now completely gone from her body. She's 88 and a half years old, and my mother didn't do anything to get it. And so some people egg it on. Cigarettes and alcohol are big culprits, and some dietary factors. Some people egg it on, and some people don't ask for it, and then you end up with it. And so my father was always, what do you need to do to change? And in most cases, cigarettes and alcohol were big culprits. But he did save 3,000 people. And his partner, who was the other developer, saved no less than 10,000 people through time that were all almost 1 foot in the grave.
Wow, yeah. I mean, obviously, people got to have that will to live. And, still, I've seen a lot of friends who do have that will to live, and they purify their diet, and they do everything they can, and they just don't make it when it comes to cancer. And it's great to have a powerful tool like this. Obviously, we are not saying that this is going to cure anything. In fact, we're saying that we can't say that it cures anything.
No,
however, it seems that this this substance has, just from the stories, from personal experience and from the stories we hear and the all those Christmas cards you were telling me about that you get from people, that this stuff really seems to work. So let's just take a moment to explain, what is this stuff, these purple, the purple drops, as you call them. I've done research on some of the ingredients involved, and a lot of these things are pretty hardcore substances that I wouldn't necessarily take by themselves. I have taken, but I know they can be kind of pretty harsh, like graviola and bloodroot and some of these things that, you know, if you just took a whole bunch, it would kind of mess you up. So what it seems like they've done is they've been able to do a laboratory extraction of these herbs, exactly how they each herb needs to be broken down, whether it's an alcohol extraction or a water, whether it's an extract or a hot water extraction. But is that you want to explain a little bit from your perspective,
okay,
on what this stuff is and what how you take it, because we're talking about drops here.
Right. Okay. The first of all, the recommended dosage on somebody with full-blown cancer is 18 drops a day, and you could break that up at 9 in the morning and 9 in the afternoon. And I highly recommend that somebody eat, because it can be abrasive on the stomach. And if you believe that your breakfast is a piece of toast and a cup of coffee, and you take it, you will have nausea. Okay. But if you have a normal breakfast and you take it, you won't experience anything of a negative manner. People have to define what their best meal is. So I tell people, if you have a banana and a piece of toast and a cup of coffee for breakfast, then maybe you should wait for lunch. And if your lunch, take it at one of your bigger meals, and you'll have no issues whatsoever on the stomach. So 18 drops is the recommended dosage for people with cancer. The Vita Elixir is comprised of a dozen herbs that are from everywhere from America and South America, the rainforest. They're all over the world. And it is not just the herbs. If you laid them all out on a table and you took them independently in their dried or wet form, you would not get the same results. It is all about the method of extraction of each one of these Maybe several of them are extracted the same way. I'm not the one that does the lab work on them, so I'm not the expert on it, but I will tell you that maybe three of them are extracted with alcohol base, and maybe two of them you have to cook them for a certain period of time, and maybe another one you have to distill it. And when you get the compounds out of it, then they are mixed. And what is in the bottle of Vita Elixir is what's called the synergistic approach to all of those herbs put together, where by themselves they will not do this job, but the compounds extracted from them correctly and then mixed and put into that one bottle will do the job. And back when, going back to, as you well know, prior to 1931, there was no FDA and our country relied on herbs, and Europe still relies on a great deal on herbal medicine as well as a combination of Western, what we call Western medicine. But during when the wagon trains came across and the American Indians fought the white man coming across the prairie, if the white man got an arrow in his leg, he'd die of gangrene or have to cut the leg off. The Indians had Cascara Sangrata was one of the ones from America that they would put on there as an antiseptic. The Indians didn't die of a knife wound, and the Indians didn't die of a bullet. You know, if it shot them in the guts, they would, but they didn't die from the gangrene and the things of lesser wounds. You know, if a bullet was in the leg, for example, where the white man in the wagon train did usually die of infection and so forth. He didn't have the herbs available. He was coming to a new country, and he didn't know what to use, where the Indians knew what to use. And so if one person got wounded, they'd heal themselves, and if the other person got wounded, they would be either very bad off or die. So it's all about, in this case, it's all about the correct extraction of these herbs. These herbs are from all over the planet, and the man that put them together, my father's partner, studied where and found out, well, there's one in South America in the rainforest, and that one helps, so we'll let's get that. And so there are many herbal fixes to cancer, and I believe there's probably hundreds of them buried in vaults in the Cancer Institute, you know, that they've got out of the rainforest. And there was a man, there's a doctor, I can't remember his name, but he's down at a Texas university, and he's big on herbs, and he discovered herbs out of the rainforest that would take care of cancer, and then he kind of got hushed up. You know, people can literally almost disappear in the night if you're dealing with a $1 billion industry or a multi-billion dollar industry. And,
well, now, didn't someone show up when your dad was helping people? Didn't someone show up to kind of quiet him down?
About 25 years ago, my father had two federal gentlemen show up, knock on his door from the FDA and present themselves and said, we had a legal wiretap on your phone because you said the word cure to people, and that is a felony. And we could put you in handcuffs and take you away. What we're going to do is warn you. We're telling you, don't tell anybody that you can cure cancer. It is a felony. Do you understand? And they had a wiretap on my dad because they got word out that he had told people. People would call in and go, well, I have lung cancer. Can you cure me? And he might say yes, because he could, but you're not allowed to say that word. So ever since then, I told my father, you know what you need to do? You clearly have, and he had many calls from since then of people that would call up and go, I hear that you can cure cancer. And I told my father, always go by referral. Excuse me, I don't think I've met you before. How did you get my phone number? And if they said I got it from Sky, then okay, I can talk to you. I'm still not going to say the word cure, but I can talk to you. So if they said, well, I just found it from a friend, da-da-da-da-da, then it was kind of iffy and a little sneaky, and I just let them go. Tell them you're busy at the moment. So after the Fed showed up here and threatened to arrest my father for saying the cure word, we never said it again, and I won't say it, and it is against the law. And so we had to question people, well, where did you get my phone number? And if they, well, I was referred to you by a friend of mine that you fixed from prostate cancer or breast cancer. Okay, now I know. Go ahead, let's talk.
Or do well, I know phone? I was referred to you, well, by my wife, but, you know, I presented my case and I said what I wanted to use it for. And when I realized how special this stuff was, I wanted to get it out there on my site just as another tool that I hoped people were guided to or interested in checking it out as we're coming out of the dark ages here, hopefully, by being able to hopefully someday soon be able to have truth in labeling and actually say what the dang stuff is supposed to do on the label. But you know, these herbs have been around for thousands of years, and like it says, I've got some disclaimers that say, you know, we're not making medical claims here, although the traditional shamans have been for thousands of years. You know, that's the truth, that that they know what this stuff does. So yeah, you know, the stuff is dark and purple, and if you make one mistake with one of those drops, it just stains everything. It's incredible how that deep purple stain can get. And maybe you want to comment about that.
Yes, it'll stain a stainless steel sink. It'll stain a porcelain sink. You definitely never want to get a drop in your carpet. It'll never come out. If you do get some on your hands, or you do get some on your sink, or you got some on your linoleum floor, lemon juice or Clorox will take it off of your hands or off of whatever it's on. But of course, you can't do that too effectively in a carpet, so to speak. But in the way of colors, and you mentioned to me the other day a book about the color cure is what the book is called. But colors, my dad's partner that developed this told me 30 years ago that colors are exactly what makes it work. Now, the herbs have their own properties to fight cancer, but the reason that they are purple is he told me that the cancer hates dark colors. So anything that would stain your hands is good. And is beneficial in the fight, or the what I call the war, the battle against cancer. For example, blueberries, beets, blackberries, kale, broccoli, and kale won't stain your hands, but if it's a Concord grape, if it'll stain your hands, it is very effective against cancer. Where, for example, a banana might be a healthy fruit, or a pineapple, or a potato, but they're not helpful. You need the dark greens, dark purples. The dark colors are so beneficial. Acai juice. These kind of colors have the dark colors to them. Like our product is a extremely dark purple, as you well know. The color is something in itself that goes into the cells of the body, and cancer just can't stand. It's like if you and I were to suck on a lemon and we pucker up. That's what happens inside the cells of the body. When you ingest colors, cancer goes, I don't like this.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, cancer doesn't like the color, you know, it hates the color. So I don't know, that's not a medical claim, but it's just
no.
The truth, and that's why David Wolf is able to do his book The Color Cure, because no one's going to arrest him for saying, you know, that he told people to eat the color purple, you know. So
that is true and all the colors, when you think about it, and I'm not a vegetarian, I just eat a healthy round meal of fruits and vegetables and meats and what have you, but all colors are in fruits and vegetables. They're really not in meat. So you need to eat colors, period, but lean toward dark colors. And Having said that, Sky, you know, there are a lot of medical doctors, and we actually sell our product to many MD doctors, a couple in Canada and a couple in the United States that are on that edge of being herbologist-doctor, where the other far extreme, you know, when the pendulum swings the other way in the medical world, there's many people that have been on our product that they go tell their doctor, and, well, I don't know anything about that stuff, and you got to get off of it right away. And they usually pass on. But because the doctor doesn't have an herbal understanding. So like you started this show to have a, to take back our understanding of this, that where everything does not have to be a prescription pad. Or off of a pharmacy or out of a pharmacy, then that's basically what it is. And the doctors that are on the medical border with the herbal border, almost like Dr. Oz every day on television, he speaks more of herbal remedies than he does prescriptions. These people are very well advanced in their thinking.
That's saying a lot,
Very well advanced. And Dr. Oz brought this up 2 years ago about colors dealing with cancer, and I went, there it is. I just happened to be watching the show, and I, there's what I heard 30 years ago. So it's a very well-known fact how dark colors wound cancer.
Okay, wound. That's another great way to put it. So let's look at, while we're on that thread, are there any medications that people should be aware of which are contraindicative to taking the Vitae?
No, not whatsoever. It's compatible with every possible thing you might be on. And let's say you're taking this for cancer, but you have high blood pressure, you know, and you're taking a pill for that, or you have a cholesterol issue or something. It's compatible with every single thing that you might be on. There's no contradictions. It does not interfere. It works very well in conjunction to those people that want to do chemotherapy, and so it's compatible with that. It gets along with everything, and so there are no contradictions of that it interferes with anything.
Well, okay, so we're talking about drops that you put in a liquid, and I just want to share how I take it because you know, to people who have some intense, like say you've got Lyme's where you're going to experience the Herzheimer reaction and you might have a heavy duty die off kind of thing. You know, you want to start slow and literally increase. I think it's from, you know, one or two drops up to the full 18 drops. You know, if you're talking about a severe situation like cancer, but for me, just, you know, wanting to improve my health and work on the candida, the recommendation is to go up to 12 or 13 drops. And so you had said you just take it all and you just do a squirt right in your milk at nighttime. So I started doing that, 13 or even a squirt, which is about, I guess, about 18 drops, and I put that right into some raw milk. I swirl it around. It turns the milk bright purple, and I notice if you put it in an acidic substance, it will turn almost red because I actually talked to David Wolf about the dynamics of that. But regardless, you know, alkaline solution will turn this beautiful bright purple. And in milk, it really kind of goes down. You don't really notice it too bad, but it is really intense stuff. And you actually are supposed to lay down for a half an hour after receiving this these medicinal herbs. And as you feel them kind of go through your system, you can almost feel it go into your blood and start working on things. And so, you know, the product itself costs about $175 normally. We have a kind of a show special. We're selling it on the site for $150. The product lasts for 3 months. And, you know, for the amount of energy that goes into making this stuff and how concentrated it is and how long it lasts, it's, to me, it's just, you know, there's it's totally worth it. However, some people say, wow, you know, $150 or $175, you know, that's a lot of money for a little, you know, thing of some drops. So do you care to speak on that?
Yes, I do. And then I'll go back to why on three drops. First of all, one bottle will add 18 drops at full dosage for cancer. One bottle will last 3 months. Now, if you backed off, like I might do for prevention, I take 18 because I got tired of counting the squirter and the drops, and one eyedropper full is about 18 drops. So all my life I got tired of counting. I just, oh, to heck with it, I'm going to put a one squirter in there. But I do have, seriously, I have some friends that came over for dinner one night, and the husband has cancer, thinks he's an attorney, thinks nothing of buying $150 to $200 bottle of wine. And they go up to Napa Sonoma up here, and they spend $5,000 every time they go, and they bring home two cases of wine out of that $5,000, $200 a bottle. And so they're friends of ours for many, many years, and he came over for dinner one night, and we drank a $200 bottle of wine, and then he got talking to my father about his cancer, and my father said, oh, I can sure help you with that. And here we just had a bottle of wine that lasted a few minutes for $200, and here's an attorney with quite a bit of money. And he said to my father, my God, that's awful expensive.
Oh,
so I had to sit there and do the math in my head and go, wait a minute, well, the wine's not quite helping you as much as this, but it's all how we look at things, and I think it's priorities of how we prioritize things in our life. It's actually very inexpensive compared to a lot of the cancer therapy treatments that are, a lot of chemo treatments are $3,000 to $5,000 per session. Insurance picks it up. But it's actually very expensive for, I don't know if anybody could ever afford it for those that maybe don't have insurance. But quite simply, it's really not that expensive in the long run. It's about $1 a day for yourself, which is relatively cheap. At this point, I'd like to go back to what happens on why you start out at three drops. So, quite simply, it cleanses parasites out of your body. Your liver is your only exit for things to, it's your purification system. You must have a good functioning liver, and if you go in there and you kill a few, let's say you had a light candida, you had cancer, you didn't know maybe that you had some parasites, and if you take 18 drops right off the bat, it will get rid of so many bad things in the body that it can plug the liver at 18 drops. It'll go in there and get rid of, you might have fungus in areas you don't even know, or bacteria, and then the cancer itself, and it'll start killing things, bad things in the body, and it almost can't get out. You need to slowly take it to slowly kill things, to let it slowly get out of the liver so that you don't, because it works so effectively in eradicating these things from the body that you just shouldn't start at 18 drops. That's why they suggest to start at three drops.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, we've got people who are have such a hard time with transitioning to organic foods, and they say it's because it costs so much. So really, you know, it's like you can't afford to take having organic foods or this natural plant medicine. Well, you really can't afford not to. You know, when you look at people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their deathbed, as they go out of this life in hospitals, and that's what usually the story is. So there's no doubt that this product is super powerful, and it's just been such a powerful force in so many people's lives. I think I want to call I think I'll title this on my blog when we rebroadcast this podcast, Cancer Hates This Stuff. I think that's a good way to get this information out. So, you know, you mentioned your mom, and it would be great to hear a little bit more about her story, because, I mean, you know, if she's taking this stuff, what is she doing with cancer? Why would she have cancer?
Okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you that the my father's partner, that was the developer, his opinion was that almost 100% of the people that are on Earth have cancer, wow. All of us. And he was very, very, very knowledgeable on cancer, and he had oncologists actually consult with him, even though he did not have a PhD out of any university.
He did a lot of research.
Well-read. A tremendous amount of research, and to the point that he was being consulted by MD doctors on the mechanics of it. But his opinion was that all of us have cancer, but you might die at 80 or 90 years old of something else, old age. And one of the things is that cancer will come forth and then become a problem wherever it is in the body of either sex or person, and it has no age, no sex, no race barriers. It can be in a child at 3, and it can be in a person at 80. So it's now my personal opinion that some of us in our lifestyles egged it on, and some people did nothing to egg it on. And if so, I'm going to go back to just briefly to cigarettes and liquor and maybe diet, that people will do everything they can to bring it on. God made a very, very resilient creature in us humans. We are extremely tough. And I don't mean physically tough to go pick up a rock. I mean how our body works is extremely bizarrely tough. And a lot of us did not ask for this. And then others, the ones particularly that smoke 3 packs of cigarettes and drink a fifth of whiskey every day and eat a bad diet, they're asking for this, okay? And in my mother's case, my mother is now 88, a little over 88, I say 88 and a half, and my mother did not take our Divita Elixir. She did take it on a daily basis, but it irritated her stomach a little bit, and so she would take only 4 drops. My mother contracted peritoneal cancer, is the same as ovarian cancer, and she, who knows when it came on with like any cancer. You don't really know the day it happens. You know when something is so severe that all of a sudden you have pain in your lung or a weird cough or pain in your abdomen or something. It's at an advanced stage by the time it's detected, usually. Okay, it just, you don't go down to the doctor and they find it in its early stages, but that happens sometimes. Usually somebody's complaining about a pain something. My mother had pain in her abdomen and took her to UC Davis Medical Center in May of 2012, and the doctor said, "You have peritoneal cancer, not ovarian. They work the same, but peritoneal cancer is tumors amongst your intestines on the outside of your intestines, not internally." Mm-hmm. And the byproduct of both of those and breast cancer is a fluid buildup that would come every 3 weeks to where on the 19th, 20th, and 21st day, her abdomen would, she looked 9 months pregnant at, well, she was 86 back then, and I'd have to take her to the hospital and via ultrasound and a needle get 6 liters of fluid drained off of her. The guts would compete. I mean, a woman that gets pregnant, this God made that to where that goes over 9 months, and it takes time, and the body's, and they're younger, and the body adjusts. This would come on literally the 19th day, and she would just be exponential in a 3-day window to where her lungs were pressed, her heart was pressed, kidneys being pressed, her intestines were being pressed. Everything was competing for that space, and then you had 6 liters of fluid in there. Okay, wow. And that's how this cancer kills people, is it really just shuts down organs by creating a fluid buildup. So she didn't have a fluid buildup, but she had pain in her abdomen, and I took her to UC Davis Medical Center, and the doctor said, "You have stage 3C, and a lot of the cancers are in this order. Stage 1 is 1, stage 2 is 2, but for some reason that I'm not aware, In stage three, you have 3A, 3B, and 3C, and then it jumps to stage four, which is lymph gland, and you're all done. And the doctor said, you must do something right now. My father was extremely handicapped, not from cancer, just from old age, and he had a partial foot amputation in his late years. And she said, I won't do anything. I've been married for 63 years, and my husband needs my help, and I will not do anything. And we sat here for 30 years and listened to people tell complete horror stories about their chemotherapy and their nausea for 6 months at a time, and how they couldn't eat or didn't want to eat, and how they went from 200 pounds down to 100 pounds. And we heard this for 30 years, so my mother was very scared that she would be handicapped if she proceeded with chemo or something to help her, and she couldn't help my father. And my father passed away on December 7th of 2012. My mother, at that time, started, I have a slightly different method to do it if people have an aggravated stomach, and there's a way to soak your feet in it that I won't go into at this moment, but my mother still can't ingest it in an 18-drop dosage. So she did chemotherapy. It worked extremely well in conjunction with the Vita Elixir. After 6 months of chemotherapy, her cancer came back. And the fluid buildup, during this whole time, now we were dealing with this abdominal fluid buildup and getting her drained at the hospital every 3 weeks, okay, through this whole session of about 9 months duration. And the doctor figured out a second chemo cocktail. Went through another 6 months. We still had abdominal draining. And then at some point, it just disappeared. The abdominal fluid stopped. We didn't have to go to the hospital anymore. Her legs were all swollen up to where she couldn't walk, and we had to bandage her legs because fluids, every vein in her legs was blocked by little grains of sand that were blood clots caused by chemo. She got Pseudomonas on her legs from this. We had to bandage her legs, and in 1 hour they'd be completely soaked. I bandaged her legs 4 times a day, and then sometimes I took her to the hospital to get it done. And I'd give her shots in the abdomen morning and evening for blood clots due to the chemotherapy. She got over that to where there's no more shots, no more blood clots. The legs are fine. The abdomen is fine. And they did a CAT scan about a year ago at this point. And they can't find any tumors in her abdomen at this point in time, and she's 88 and a half years old. And
how long was she given to live when she was diagnosed?
Well, when my father passed away, we have two physical therapist friends from the local hospital that come out for, we do a Sunday dinner out here with friends for the last 14 years, and one of the gentlemen said to me, do you know that your mom does not have 60 days to live? And I said, no, I don't know that. And so I consulted with her oncologist, and I got him aside. You don't want to give a cancer person a death date. These people, they go, you have 30 days, or
right.
You don't have 60 days. Really, one side might be the correct thing to do so you can get your affairs in order, and the other side is a death sentence. And so,
yeah.
I cut the doctor aside, and he goes, Steve, that is correct. Your mother is going to die before February 1st of 2013. And so then I got a hold of the other physical therapist, who's a friend of ours, and they're very medically intelligent. And he said, yes, I agree. And then I got a hold of her MD doctor, and he said, yes, I agree. So 4 people in the medical community said, your mother will be dead by February 1st, 2013. And all 4 of those people are sitting around today going, I don't know what you guys are doing, including the oncologist. I have no idea what you're doing, but I will tell you this. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Okay, and so we do this, we do our Vita Elixir every day at 4 o'clock in a slightly different manner than just the drops. And the cancer is gone via a CAT scan, and there's another test for this called CA-132, is a blood test that you can tell if you have ovarian or peritoneal cancer. That number is extremely low, and they cannot find any tumors in her abdomen, and my mother has no symptoms of cancer whatsoever at this point in time. So I do believe that my mother is not going to pass away of cancer, just old age. But I will tell you this much, I did talk to her oncologist, and I said to him, right to his face, I said, does anybody ever beat this? And he looked me right in the eye, and he goes, no, you just aggravate it. You know, you slow it down, you wound it. But he goes, no, and our physical therapist friends are very good friends of him. And they told us out at dinner, and I won't mention the doctor's name, very nice oncologist. I give him the utmost regard. But they said he's about ready to quit. He's only in his early 50s, and they said he's about ready to quit. He just can't stand telling people that there's nothing else I can do for you. It's different than being a dentist or somebody that operated on your knee the other day. And
yeah.
It's different, doctor. And he goes, I can't stand it. I just, you know, this is more what I tell people than the good news. So I asked him to his face after hearing that, I did, does anybody ever beat any of this? Because there's every race, there's 12 easy chairs, there's every race, every sex, and every age in there. And my mother, at 88 years of age, actually acts better, looks better. She's like the life of the party when she goes there. There's people that I feel absolutely sorry for because they're 30 years old and they look like they're going to die right in the chair.
Oh, man. You know, my dad was given... My dad was given a few weeks to live for his cancer of the adrenal gland that at the time no one really survived from. So it's just so great to hear this kind of story. And we're coming up on the hour, so you know we're gonna wrap things up pretty soon here. So that was February 13th. You're saying was she given just a few weeks to live as well?
Yes, my dad died December 7th, 2012, and she had less than 60 days, which would have been. So I'm 2.5 years blessed with cancer's gone, my mother's fine, all is good. So everybody, but what amazes me is every time I run into in fact, I'm going over as soon as I hang up to a party of our two physical therapists' house, and they still, every now and then, and the oncologist goes, I just don't get it. It's like amazing. It's a miracle. So, anyhow, there's one thing I do want to say before we go, if I have time, that vitamins and diet will not cure cancer. But altering some things, like I don't have my mother eat nitrates and nitrites and bacon, ham, salami, you know, and things like that. So diet won't cure it.
May I?
The diet will help you maybe not to get it in the first place.
This is Dr. Rima. Do we have time for me to make a comment on this?
Dr. Rima is here on air with us now, so sure, go ahead, please.
Thank you. It depends how the vitamins and minerals are used. I've treated lots and lots and lots of people with cancer, and just as people are different, cancers are different. High-dose vitamin C, high-dose selenium, high dose, and by high dose I mean a vitamin C IV regimen with 100 grams of vitamin C 5 days a week, plus other nutrients, will cure cancer. Sometimes that's not needed. Sometimes all that's needed is to simply feed the immune system with the vitamins, minerals, herbs, and other supports that it needs. But I don't think you can say vitamins and minerals won't cure cancer.
Yeah, I think what he means is on their own, is someone just going down to the store, because, you know, my dad was written up in Linus Pauling's book as, you know, he got the high, 10, 20, 30, 50 grams of vitamin C. But is that kind of what you meant, Steve, is just not on your own, just trying to eat some vitamins?
That is correct. That is correct. That overall, and I'm speaking of the masses too, I do have my mother on a vitamin regimen, D3, B12, vitamin C, everything that kind of focuses in the immune health department, because once again, one of the reasons that anybody would get cancer in the first place is a breakdown in the immune system. Same as a common cold or the flu. You get exposed to it, it's there in your body, does it come out soon as the immune system breaks down, fine. But if you have no immune system breakdown, that cold or the flu stays back. And so I do have my mother on a very serious vitamin regimen, but all the vitamins she's on pertain to boosting the immune system.
Okay, we are. We got about one more minute here. You know, I've really been wanting to have you on the show, Steve, for a while. I really feel like this is going to be some great inspiration for people who don't have are at the end of their rope or don't have access to this kind of information before. So I've really been wanting to have this piece coupled with the Vitae Elixir because I've seen what it can do. And thank you for spending time with us. I think you're coming up next, Dr. Rima. I'm not sure how you got linked in on my show, but it's a pleasure to have you. And I do hope to be able to have you on the air at some point.
The call showed up on Skype, and I thought, well, that isn't the round table time. Okay.
Okay, well, that's
totally good. I want to thank you, too, very much for the opportunity to do what we did today. And if Matt's listening, and Doctor, I thank you, too. And I wish you all a very good day, and I'm very happy we did this.
Awesome. Okay, well.
Help people as much as we can.
Okay, well, many more, and to all the listeners, thanks for being present with us. Enjoy this song by my beloved Omra, and this is to pay tribute to all that ancient plant wisdom that has come down and been passed through to us from the ancients. This song is ancient, holy, and enjoy, everyone. We'll talk soon, Steve, and take care, Dr. Rima. Aloha.
We walk the path our ancestors tread. We are the ones sent to heal this land. We walk the path our ancestors tread. We are the ones sent to heal this land. Truth is shown. We dust off the path of the ancient ones and we'll follow it home. Ancient, ancient, holy, holy. Ancient, ancient. Our ancestors tread. We are the ones sent to heal this land. Ancient, ancient, holy, holy. We walk the path our ancestors tread. We are the ones sent to heal this land.
Open. You're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com Radio. Don't buy, don't comply. Ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com Radio.